This government clinic is packed with parents and children. Hundreds show up here every day.
How many children?
Three daughters.
Three daughters. How important is it for you to have them vaccinated?
Yeah, it's very important. I have to vaccinate my children because I'm afraid of all the disease.
How does that make you feel when you hear that there's polio in Syria?
That made me scared. You know that the most important thing for any mother is her child.
It's more difficult now for mothers to get access across the country.
For some women, yes, it's easy to get too, but for others, it's so far and they can't get it.
You're lucky because it's safe here for your children to come. It's not safe in other areas.
Thank God.
Before the war, Syria prided itself on its healthcare system. The country had been polio-free since 1999. The outbreak in the northeast, with 10 confirmed cases so far, has underlined the huge human cost of this conflict.
Welcome to the main children's hospital here in Damascus, where some of the cases of polio were brought. And to talk to Dr. Nidal, who's the head of the immunization program here in Syria. For you, it's a terrible tragedy that polio has come to your country. What's your reaction?
I want to fight this disease, to have complete eradication of polio. After this campaign, I hope the transmission of wild polio virus will be stopped.
But about 500,000 children haven't been vaccinated, and parts of the country are in conflict. It's a hard task.
It is a hard task, but we have plans to reach the difficult areas, and all the teams in Syria will coordinate to help vaccinate all children.
The UN says it's just not happening. Dr. Iman Banasi is chief of health for UNICEF in Syria.
There is a huge number of children who are in areas where we are not able to reach, and the Ministry of Health is not able to reach. So if the wild polio virus spread, definitely it will be a big issue here in Syria. It's not only Syria. The wild polio virus is spreading all over the region. So there is a real problem here, and we need to take aggressive control measures.
Under growing pressure, Syria's Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad called a press conference.
To ensure that every child is vaccinated against polio, is the government prepared to do everything possible, including in some areas, working with the opposition?
We have to enable each child to receive the vaccine, is yes. We are ready to give the vaccine to all Syrian children.
But the opposition accuses the government of blocking medical aid to areas under their control. Aid agencies are calling on all sides to put polio eradication above politics. All of Syria's children need urgent access to vaccinations, like the ones in this clinic. Polio spreads fast, and with thousands crossing borders every day to escape the war, this newest danger in Syria doesn't threaten Syria alone.